Good morning. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us on this beautiful Monday morning. A lot going on over here, so we're excited that you're joining us today. So much to dive into. It's been an interesting weekend if you've been following the news. If you haven't been, though, we'll catch you up. We'll get you fully caught up because, folks, we got some very unfortunate news late Friday evening. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has decided that she's going to resign from Congress. And man, oh man, is that a massive, massive loss. And I'll detail exactly that in just a bit. But we got our eyes on the White House today because at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order. Now, we expect that could possibly be related to the Muslim Brotherhood being designated as a foreign terrorist organization. We'll have to wait and see specifically, but we know that President Trump spoke about that with Just the News over the weekend, saying that that was one of his goals, was to create that designation for the Muslim Brotherhood. We'll see where that goes. It would be nice to have an executive order for it to be done legislatively, so that if another Democrat makes his way into the White House, they would have to stick with it. But of course, executive orders are good, but they're not great. They're not great. So we'll keep our eye on that. Also, we're keeping our eye on the White House because the First Lady is expected to welcome in the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. Now, that's expected to happen today at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll keep our eye on that, of course. Obviously, with Melania Trump back in the White House, you could expect it to be a beautiful, beautiful Christmas at the White House. The last 4 years have not been so beautiful. You remember the former alleged First Lady Jill Biden, she had like a demonic Christmas theme that she decided to impose on the American people. And it's become less of a normal tradition at the White House. I mean, look at this. It's not even good dancing. It's not even quality dancing, quality theater. It was just an absolute disgrace. So you can imagine that Melania Trump's going to have something more classier up her sleeve. We look forward to seeing just that. I also wanted to bring your attention to a report that happened over the weekend. You may have seen it. We actually covered it here on this show, I believe, on Friday. MSNBC was reporting that the special prosecutor's office was going after, well, that's just to say, the DOJ was going after Ed Martin. Now, I've spoken to Ed Martin. We got the latest on that, and I look forward to bringing that to you in just a bit as well. Ed Martin debunking the lies, claiming that he is not being prosecuted by the DOJ, being investigated to say the least. I'll bring you the latest on that report as well. Plus, you know, Democrats are being forced to admit that they lied. And it's something that they rarely get confronted with when they hit up the mainstream media to do these interviews. Yesterday was pretty enlightening, though. It's pretty enlightening. So many Democrats were dragged in front of the cameras and embarrassed because they were absolute morons. And so we'll bring you the latest and all the sound bites, of course, from that. Plus, Dearborn, Michigan, all of the Islamic Muslims that have moved in over there, well, they're being called out, specifically the Somalians, for just being a bunch of fraudsters. We've got the latest on all of that. It's been going on for many, many years. We'll walk you through how long it's been, because it's been going on literally since the early 2000s, and nobody wanted to call it out. Of course, you don't want to be called a bigot. But on top of all of that, the mayor of Dearborn, who we've covered extensively on this show, is now telling moms that he's going to pay them up to $4,500 for every child they have starting November 1st. And it's insane given the fact that they are obviously doing this so that the Muslim population that's moved in could outbreed the rest of us. And now they're incentivizing it by paying them nearly $5,000 for each child that they were probably going to have in the first place. Because they understand the war that they're up against. They understand what their mission is. We'll play the clip for you as well. There's a lot to dive into today. Tyson Foods is also in the headlines today because they're reducing one of their plants, closing one of their plants down. Now, if you recall, Tyson Foods was one of the many food processors, meat processors, that was accused of using illegal aliens for cheap labor. Now, they denied those claims. I'll bring you the latest, though, and how all of it's related, of course, in just a bit, so you're not going to want to go anywhere. Also, we'll have Susan Crabtree on the show later today. She's going to be reacting to the FBI's attempt to debunk my report on Thomas Crook. So a lot to dive into today. Don't go anywhere. We got more on the American Journal happening in just a few moments.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Watching the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us on a beautiful Monday morning. We're trying to catch you up to speed on everything that happened over the weekend, so buckle down. Because there's a lot to go through. You may have seen it. It feels like it's a MAGA civil war going on right now. And I didn't want to do the divisive angle in all of this. But the reality of it is things are getting really heated up. And we just lost one of our top MAGA individuals in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene announcing that she will not be running for re-election, that she's actually resigning. Now, that's devastating news, of course. We're going to dive into that in just a bit. Because there's a lot to go through there. The president of the United States not backing down and continuously calling her a traitor. But is she really? Well, I'll detail all of that in a little bit for you guys, as well as we're following what's going on in the White House right now. At 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, the First Lady is expected to welcome in the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. I'm sure she's going to do a better job than the last First Lady. So we look forward to seeing that. Plus, we're also got our eyes on the Oval Office because at 4 p.m. Eastern time today, the president is expected to sign an executive order. Now, we can probably expect it to be something related to the Muslim Brotherhood. I'll detail the story for you in a bit as well, but just the news came out with a report stating that, well, that Muslim Brotherhood is going to be designated as a terrorist organization, which is great. But again, you want that pushed through as legislation, not an executive order, because if the next administration happens to be a Democrat, then everything goes and wipes away. Not exactly what you want. Plus, I'm going to be responding to the FBI's attempt to debunk my report, Miranda Devine's report, and Tucker Carlson's report, because I guess they didn't realize we had receipts. We've got a lot of receipts. And I look forward to bringing you that in just a bit as well. But I wanted to kick things off today with discussing the civil war that's going on right now. And I really tried my very best to avoid all of this because I didn't want the MAGA base to be divided. That was the goal here. The left wanted MAGA to be divided. The globalists wanted, everyone wants it divided because it was such a strong, strong base. But now it's fractured and there's no other way to go about this. Right now, people are just giving up. They're giving up. There seems to be a tone deaf tone coming from the White House right now. You know, sadly, they don't hear the will of the American people. The American people are not in line with what's coming out of the White House right now. And what I saw yesterday from President Trump's Truth Social account proves just that. Take a look at this post. It was kind of insane. And I know a lot of you, when I shared it on X, were pretty enraged by it. President Trump coming out and saying that the Republican Party has never been more united as it is right now. And then he throws jabs at people like Rand Paul Jr., which he's referring to Thomas Massie, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm not going to go with the nickname because I think it's actually disrespectful. And a couple of other low lives. Now, this is the problem I have with all of this. What does this message do? When you put out a post like this, it creates this new fear, which I probably think many did have already. But they won't be speaking out. Republicans will not be speaking out against President Trump because what they just saw him do to Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of his largest, most vocal advocates, they're dodging a bullet. They are not going to go head to head with President Trump. They're going to just be yes folks. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene is someone who most of us probably agree with her about 98% of the time. Then there was that Epstein stuff that President Trump didn't really like. And then his entire relationship was tossed out the front door. Now, according to him, he was just not happy with the phone calls, not happy with their political takes recently. But he threw her under the bus. So there's no other way to look at this. And I tried my very best. You know, I tried to sit back and not to have a divisive tone because I didn't want it to turn to this big, big issue. Hopefully there was a way for the two of them to kind of figure things out and get back on the right path. But it looks like it's all gone. And President Trump, knowing that Marjorie Taylor Greene has officially resigned and she's going to be walking out in January from serving in Congress, isn't toning it down anytime soon. Let's listen to the clip that Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's a very long soundbite, so we cut it down a little bit here in clip one for you. I want you to listen to specifically what the Congresswoman is saying as to why she decided to resign. Take a listen.
My only goal and desire has ever been to hold the Republican Party accountable for the promises it makes to the American people and put America first. And I have fought against Democrats' damaging policies like the Green New Deal, wide open, deadly, unsafe border policies, and the trans agenda on children and against women. With that has brought years of nonstop, never-ending personal attacks, death threats, lawfare, ridiculous slander and lies about me that most people could never withstand even for a single day. It has been unfair and wrong, not only to me, but especially to my family, but it's been wrong to my district as well. I have too much self-respect and dignity. I love my family way too much. And I do not want my sweet district to have to endure a hurtful and hateful primary against me by the president that we all fought for, only to fight and win my election while Republicans will likely lose the midterms, and in turn, be expected to defend the president against impeachment after he hatefully dumped tens of millions of dollars against me and tried to destroy me. It's all so absurd and completely unserious. I refuse to be a battered wife, hoping it all goes away and gets better. If I am cast aside by the president and the MAGA political machine and replaced by neocons, big pharma, big tech, military-industrial war complex, foreign leaders, and the elite donor class that can never, ever relate to real Americans, then many common Americans have been cast aside and replaced as well. There is no plan to save the world or a 4D chess game being played. Until then, I'm going back to the people that I love, to live my life to the fullest as I always have, and I look forward to a new path ahead. I'll be resigning from office with my last day being January 5th, 2026, and I look forward to seeing many of you again sometime in the future. May God bless you all, and may God bless America.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is a patriot, and she fought very aggressively and tried to push back. If she's throwing in the towel, then folks, what are we doing here? I want to highlight one of the key points that she made there, and it was in her resignation letter as well. There's no plan to save the world or insane 4D chess game being played. Again, folks, time and time again, when we're scratching our heads wondering what the heck is going on in the White House, most people respond to me and just say, Brianna, this is 4D chess. The president's got it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the loudest advocate for President Trump, coming out and telling you there is no deeper plan to save this country. What more do we need to see? We were all just a couple of weeks ago scratching our head wondering, why is there an Al-Qaeda terrorist being led into the White House? Most of us had no idea what the cause for that was, and everyone kept saying 4D chess, Brianna. Here we are, and it looks like that's not the case. President Trump responded. We're going to play clip two for you because he's responding to Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation. Take a listen.
Are you willing to forgive Congresswoman Taylor Greene? Forgive for what? No, I just disagreed with her philosophy. She started backing perhaps the worst Republican congressman in our history, just stupid person named Massey, and I said, go your own way. And once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived the primary. But I think she's a nice person.
Thomas Massie is not an idiot. Thomas Massie is actually a good person who follows his moral compass. And although I have disagreed with him on some political stances he's taken over the years, I would never in my millions of years of experience in all of this, sarcastically saying that, of course, would question his level of intelligence. I do think that he is someone who dearly and deeply loves this country, and to sit there and to continuously go after him, I think, is an absolute disgrace. I also think it's a disgrace to continue to target Marjorie Taylor Greene. You don't have to like the woman. You don't have to like, maybe you question her stock portfolio. Maybe you question her last minute decision to back those Epstein victims. And it wasn't really last minute decision. I probably should correct that. Her last minute continuous efforts to back the Epstein victims, because the reality is there was a pure pressure campaign being led by the White House for those Republicans involved in making sure that this all came out. They were trying to back them away from all of it. And she didn't back away. She didn't back away from it. Because, folks, regardless of political lines, we should always back sexual assault survivors, real sexual assault survivors. And those who are victims of Jeffrey Epstein should have their day of justice. That is something that we should all support. Now, I don't think it's okay that Democrats all of a sudden started pushing for this when President Trump made his way into the White House, but he laid out a campaign promise. And so the rest of us just wanted to make sure that he was carrying that all the way through. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand Democrats definitely use this for political gain. We consistently called it out here on this show. But the harsh reality is Marjorie Taylor Greene is not the enemy. Neither is Thomas Massie. Those are two people who are independent thinkers. And are motivated based on their moral compass. Not many people in D.C. even know what that means. You see, so many of us on the outside continue to criticize those in the swamp. And we do so because, well, let's be honest, you have to be a little crazy to run for office these days. They will destroy your life. Marjorie Taylor Greene is proof of that. You see, it wasn't about her political stances when they were attacking her. They were attacking her personal life. Saw it plastered everywhere. Her personal sex life was put on blast. Allegations that, regardless of their true or false, they threw him out there to embarrass her. The woman's got kids. They didn't care about that. They continuously went after her for her personal life. Something we try to stray away from because, folks, that doesn't have any type of direct correlation with how your policies come together. But because she was an avid supporter of President Trump's, they really launched an attack on her, and she stuck it out. I think it's an absolute disgrace that we sit back and we watch what's happening now. We pretend like this is okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And when I first started watching what was going on, I did put out a tweet saying, you know, let's not be so divisive. I think that's all I really did on that front because I didn't want to blackpill the country. But the fact that we were not able to somehow get over this little hurdle and have some form of unity is really an absolute disgrace. Marjorie Taylor Greene was never the enemy. She was never the enemy. She was never the enemy. Thomas Massie is not the enemy either. Now, although Thomas Massie has done things, I can understand why we took off the White House. If you stop going after him, I bet you no one would pay attention to it. But because the White House is now getting this feud with him, very public feud, everyone's talking about it. Now he's getting put on CNN all the time. The president knows how to create these celebrities. He knows how to get people into the limelight. That's exactly what he did with Thomas Massie. You see, Thomas Massie, again, someone who I highly respect. Don't have to agree with him all the time on things. But I don't wish ill on him. And I like a challenge. I like when Marjorie Taylor Greene challenges the president. You see, most people that surround President Trump are just yes folks. They don't challenge anything. And wrong information could be put in front of him and he would have no idea because he's got a lot on his plate. So women like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are an ally, a true ally, come forward and they question some things. And I guess he doesn't like it. Keep in mind, folks, we had Marjorie Taylor Greene on this show, the great congresswoman from Georgia. We had her on this show. And let me tell you something. She said something that caught a lot of people's attention. You know what it was? She was one of the very first people to push for the filibuster just to be eliminated. Nuke it. Done. I didn't push back on her. I let her say what she wanted to say because that's how she felt. Well, that clip went viral and the Daily Beast made it a feud, of course. They took and they said she's going after President Trump, which was not what she did. She simply was going out there and just expressing her opinion to not work with Democrats because we don't need them. Now, that was an angle the president wasn't discussing previously. So MTG got up there and she spoke about this on this show. And what happened a couple weeks later? Well, obviously the mainstream media went and they tried to pin it as a feud. And sadly, it looks like President Trump took the bait. But he also then started advocating to end the filibuster. Because people like MTG push the needle. I'm sure whenever she was reaching out to the president, it was probably with the best intentions to make sure that those surrounding her, him, the president of the United States, are not the ones dictating policy, because a lot of these people have their own personal interests. We saw it under the first term. We knew there were people that were selling out behind the scenes. So watching the attack that's been launched against MTG has been really just devastating. And there's a lot of people looking to pile up on all of this. You know, in our very brief, it was my first interview I've ever done with her. We talked before we started the interview and she seemed like a very lovely woman. I think there's a lack of understanding that although you might see a soundbite, you might see people on TV that they're real people. And so everyone has kind of jumped up on her and piled up on her because the president of the United States did just that. A lot of people, though, really looked at this and said, wait a minute, why is he going after her? This is really, really strange. But the problem is, and we see this all the time on social media, if you dare to question what's going on in the White House right now, they pile up on you as well. Doesn't matter if you voted for this man. Doesn't matter if you advocated for him throughout the campaign. They are not happy if you push back. And so what we have right now is we have a group of people who have completely, alienated another side of this movement. And now we've got two different sides here. One that questions absolutely nothing and just nods their head and says, everything is amazing. And if you dare speak out about it, they will go after you personally. They will try to destroy you. A lot of these people are basement creatures, ones who don't even interact with others who have tried their very best to make political change, who actually work in DC. They have no idea who these people are because they live in a different universe on social media. That's why they're so nasty. So nasty. You know, it's very public. I'll give you an example. It was very public with one of the reports that I put out there. Kat Turd at first was the one main one who sat there and backed my report and quote tweeted it. But then I guess he got a phone call and then quickly went after me personally. Now, little did he know that I actually spoke to sources who were in the courtroom for all of this. And of course, he didn't side with the administration and instead said that the administration was taking their knee to an argument, legal argument. It was a long story about it, but ultimately he attacked me for this and he has my phone number. But instead of calling me like he's done in the past before to jump on a phone call with me, he publicly tried to bash me. Now, that didn't work out well. I obviously told you guys publicly on Twitter that I was going to pray for him, then privately left him a voice message. Because this is the problem with people. And this isn't the first time he did that to me. This is the problem. We have people who just live within their homes. They don't interact with other people. And so they just have this echo chamber in their head and they don't have a sense of reality. We are all human beings. And if you don't agree with something that someone says, guess what? You don't have to go after them. You don't have to attack. And maybe it's because I'm a female that I'm a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more compassionate when it comes to all of that. Yeah, it's probably the case. But the reality of it is it's attack mode where you just attack your own. It doesn't happen on the left. The left will do and conduct the most ridiculous things. And you actually never see them attack one another. Never. I don't even know of a feud that happens on the left that's happened between high profile people on the right. Why? Because they stick with their own. They don't have to agree with you, but they won't drag you out publicly. That's the difference. The difference is those who are just so obsessed with funding, making their own money. Ah, this was, you guys are great. This was the one. It's a tweet with Kat Turd. He didn't like this report. This had to do with DC police and who was controlling DC police. And by the way, I did speak with a DOJ source. And again, they weren't even able to say that President Trump has direct control over the police when I spoke with them. It's one of the many issues we have here. Now, there's this effort to pin us up against each other. And a lot of people are putting information out there that's false. I want you to take a listen to clip three, because RT put out a video and they made it seem like Alex Jones was coming out and saying that he might possibly no longer support President Trump. They made it seem like this was in regards to MTG. Now, a lot of you wrote me and said, is this AI? Is this real? Watch the video that they put out at first and how they've angled it to make it sound like Alex is speaking about Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And I'm just going to say it point blank. I'm not a bandwagon person. I don't pile on when other people are doing something. But I know MTG well. She's a woman of incredible integrity, brought up poor, self-made, very successful construction company, woman of great integrity. She announced last night that she is resigning. I predicted on the Tuesday broadcast, she didn't tell me this, but I talked to her at length, and it sounded to me like she was thrown in the towel just because she can't be part of something that's, quote, a lesser of two evils. And she's very popular in her district, wins by some of the widest margins of anyone in Congress, and we'll play her statement here in a moment, but that ties into all of this. But I'm not saying this because of what she just did. I'm going to have to reflect on this, and I'm going to have to pray about it, and I'm going to take a few weeks on it, I think, is the most important thing to do. But I'm not a person that is normally conflicted. I think I have a lot of knowledge, a lot of depth, a lot of sources, a lot of context. And when I do get conflicted on something, I just have to go to God with it and pray about it a lot. And then go to that place that King David talked about, the quiet place, the Most High. And then I'm going to make my decision. And I mean, if God tells me tonight, I'll make my decision. But I am seriously inches away from not supporting Trump anymore. Because I am not going to watch him commit political suicide.
Now, listen, folks, that video was apparently edited in a way to make it seem like he was referring to the Marjorie Taylor Greene saga. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, fortunately, that's the case, I guess I should say. Ultimately, folks, I want you to hear this out. I spoke with Alex. A lot of you did reach out to me on X asking if this is an AI-generated video. And it appears to be not AI-generated, but intentionally edited to be misleading. So I reached out to Alex over the weekend to ask him just that. And this morning, he sent me back this video. Take a listen.
I've gotten a lot of phone calls and text messages in the last 24 hours asking if a video that RT posted, an edit of my special Saturday live show I did, was AI. The answer is no. And I'm not saying RT's being deceptive, but it is a quick clip. It didn't have the context where I explained that if Trump lets Todd Blanche and other people that we know are, you know, globalist deep staters and Democrats do things like prosecute Ed Martin and others that are investigating the people that tried to put Trump in prison and try to destroy America, that Trump's committing political suicide if that happens, and I'll have to withdraw support because I'm not going to aid and abet him in his own destruction and America's own destruction. So that's what I said in the larger, longer breakdown. But it is a wake-up call to everybody. A lot of people are upset about what's going on because we don't want to repeat what happened 8 years ago where the deep state just comes in and cuts us off the knees. Trump's doing a lot better job this go-around. People are a lot more awake. I'm not throwing baby out with the bathwater, but if he did do something like that that was reported by ABC News and, you know, everything else, now Ed Martin says it's not accurate, so I believe him. So we hope Todd Blanche isn't as bad as people are saying. But I was simply saying, if Trump let Todd Blanche do something like that or others, that's my line of sand. So that was what I said. That's the context. I think you have to all agree.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again. And I was having seizures without it. And I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, what, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous
power! Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com. You're tuned in to The American Journal. With your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. It's been a good one so far, folks. We covered the drama that's been unraveling between MTG and President Donald Trump. And then we kind of gave you a little exclusive nugget there with a video from none other than Alex Jones, who I had to ask over the weekend. Specifically, actually, this morning we got a video back from him about something that was posted on RT on Twitter. It was catching a lot of steam, and it was a video that he says was edited to make it seem like he was potentially looking between the MTG saga to dump Trump. And he says it's not true, but he also told me that it has to do with the Ed Martin issue. Now, we reported on this show, you might remember, MSNBC came out with a report, and they're calling themselves like MS Now. They're trying to rebrand themselves because they've been so badly tarnished their reputation because they've been fake news from day one. Well, it's not going well for them as they just begin to launch their new rebranding. There's another story that's being quickly debunked as fake news. It has to do with my buddy Ed Martin. Ed Martin, obviously, is the individual running the weaponization division over at the DOJ. He is also President Trump's pardon attorney. Well, there was a report that came out that said pretty much that he was under investigation based on the prosecution, the potential prosecution of Adam Schiff and others for mortgage fraud. Tish James as well. Now, this was something that Jen Psaki and others over at the network pushed. I really leaned into significantly hard without any real evidence. So I sat back and watched, let it play out a bit. I was like, all right, let's just check in on Ed to see how he's doing. Ed pretty much coming on saying, I'm good. It's fake news. It's fake news. And so we let MSNBC have a little day out there of throwing out all these headlines, lying to their audience, and then quickly debunked, very, very quickly debunked. Ed Martin apparently is not under investigation. But they made it seem intentionally like he was somehow, some way under investigation for potential what leaks about the mortgage fraud investigations between Tish James and obviously Adam Schiff. So Ed Martin is in the clear. I reported that to you on X over the weekend as well. But it's something that they're trying to do. Again, the media is trying their very best to divide the base. It just doesn't even make any sense when you think about it. Why would the DOJ, I know that we have questions about Todd Blanche, and don't get me wrong, you're right. There's a lot of things to question Todd Blanche on. I've reported about those extensively. But why would the DOJ investigate Ed Martin? Are they going to look into potential claims that might be made by the defense when those charges do get filed? Absolutely. But a full-on investigation is nonsense. But they have something to sell you on. They are trying their very best to sell you on this lie that Ed Martin is somehow, some way at risk. They've done it day one. You know why? Because Ed Martin's a fighter. Ed Martin is the real deal. Very few people of the DOJ do I authentically trust, and it's Ed Martin. They know Ed Martin has nothing to lose. He doesn't care about anything besides justice, getting back at all of these people that decided to target the American people and the president of the United States. So the attack is on. They constantly are trying to throw Ed Martin's name out there to stir up some controversy. Well, I'm here to tell you that they've put out another report and it was false. And again, we hear that directly from the person they allege is involved. So again, we caught the mainstream media lying. That's no surprise. That's no surprise. That's why you can't take the bait initially. Now, I'll always report on what they're saying because I think it's important for you at home to understand what the mainstream media is doing so that if you ever get into a little debate, you have both sides of the argument. Because so many people in the mainstream media don't do that. They give you one side of the argument and they don't give you both sides. But MSNBC caught yet again in another lie, a massive, massive lie. And while we're on the topic of lies, so just keep going. As many of you guys know, I just released a report regarding Thomas Crooks. I was one of three journalists to get my hands on a document that outlines the alleged social media accounts that belonged to Thomas Crooks. Now, according to my own reporting, I've included screenshots so you, the people, can see what I'm referring to. Now, I didn't disclose all the screenshots, and of course, there's a reason for that. Listen, I sat back and watched Tucker Carlson had the exclusive first. And Tucker said he reached out to the FBI for comment regarding the YouTube comments that were left behind by Crooks. And the FBI responded by saying, how do you know those were really Thomas Crooks' YouTube comments? Now, obviously, we know they were. I fact-checked it, hired people to help me out, fact-check all of this, and it has come back in the clear. So we forced the FBI's hand. For months, we didn't hear anything about Crooks. And because Tucker released it first, pushed back publicly, and the rest of us all went through the documents, both myself and Miranda Devine, now all of a sudden, guess what? Oh, right, he might have had like maybe 15 accounts. Come on. We're trying to be transparent here. That was the statement that was put out by the FBI director himself, finally admitting that there were accounts. Now, don't get me wrong. I know he wasn't the one that denied it from the very beginning. It was the former FBI. But again, he's had time to respond before even Tucker released his report. Tucker reached out and he didn't respond. I reached out and they didn't respond. Now, I specifically reached out because I was told by my source that the information was supposedly handed over to the FBI and they just wanted no involvement in the document that I received. I don't know why that's the case. But I asked. And I always ask before I release something because I want everyone to have their perspective displayed on a report before I release it. I'm not one of those gotcha people. Here's the facts, even if they dispute my claims. And it's interesting because there was also, I did a story earlier this year with another three-letter agency. And I physically had a copy of the email that they told me in their response was not true. And I still published their response knowing that they were lying to me in their response. Now later, that same agency told me, we can't give you this information, Brianna. It's a security issue. I can't confirm any of this. So keep in mind, when an agency responds, I always include it. But then I'll tell you why they're lying. Well, again, after both myself, Tucker Carlson, and Miranda Devine released what we found in this document, and there's more coming, by the way, the FBI didn't reach out to any of us to talk to us. We tried opening up the avenues of communication. Unfortunately, they didn't feel compelled to do the same. Now, what does this mean? Well, this means if you're trying to push out your own narrative, you don't go to the people who are reporting on this, who have reached out to you prior to releasing the report. No, 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 no. In the art of full transparency, you go to Fox News where they don't push back on a damn thing. And that's exactly what they did here. And no disrespect to the main reporter here, because I get it. I've worked in corporate media. I know how this goes. Kudos to her for getting it. I wouldn't pass this up. But you got to push back. In this release that they handed over to Fox, the title of it is Correcting False Media Reporting on Thomas Crooks. So this is the agency saying that my reporting, Miranda Devine's reporting, Tucker Carlson's reporting is false, even though they had the opportunity to correct it before we released it, and they chose not to. Now, again, I emailed them and still have that email. I've reached out to them in other ways. They don't want to talk about it. Now, specifically, what we're going to call out here is they're claiming there was no, and it's a very key word, direct communication between an individual named Willie Tepes and Thomas Crooks. Now, I want you to understand something real quick. I know Tucker outlines him to be an individual with potential ties to Antifa. It looks more, though, potentially neo-Nazi. But again, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. I do hear another reporter has received communication from him. Hopefully we get some type of verification on all of this. But this is the problem. This is the problem. You know what the problem is? They include certain screenshots. And these screenshots are very interesting because they only show Willie responding, it looks like, to Crooks. But here's the problem. The YouTube, once something like this happens, they take down these accounts. Whenever there's a mass shooting or an incident like this, they take the accounts down. So you are just really going off of archives at this point. Obviously, that has to do with the law of transparency these days. But I want you to see what I found specifically. I have the screenshots that show that Thomas Crooks was in fact responding to Willie. And so when we sit back and we talk about these things, it's interesting because it's not just me that has it. Miranda Devine has two. I put out one. Miranda Devine has two times where he did reach out. So whether the FBI decides to define direct communication as maybe these two communicating through the comment section, I guess they don't count that. But here's my thing. I actually don't even think that they are intentionally lying to us, leadership over at the FBI. I'll get to that in a moment. But I want to point to you, because me and Miranda Devine were both going off on Friday. Here I wrote that the FBI is wrong. Here's one YouTube comment. This was my YouTube comment that I posted to push back. The YouTube comment again, showing signs of violence. And that was sent to Willie. Now, it wasn't just that. Miranda Devine also had two that she posted as well. Now, they're also disputing the one account, DeviantArt account that we found listed and connected to him. Now, I'm not sure if we should disclose how we know that this was connected to him, but we'll probably hold that one back for a little bit. But the FBI saying that they had no proof, that there's really no evidence that that belonged to him, and that he didn't go by the they, them pronouns. Again, if you respond when people reach out to you, you probably could have created more transparency, less confusion. But the FBI doesn't do that. In fact, they'll ignore us, and then they'll try to bash our report when we go public with it. We gave you the opportunity to clear the air. You decide not to take it up. You decide not to take it up. Now, whether leadership at the FBI knows that, I don't know. I could tell you one thing, though. It's very, very obvious to me that those specifically, again, I'll keep saying it, I don't think Dan Bongino's a bad person. I think that the FBI deputy director is someone who went in with the best intentions, but I do think that the FBI's corruption is very, very deep. And if you wanted to possibly pick off one of the biggest podcasters, this is a golden opportunity for you to do just that. You give him information that's false, put him out there, and totally blow his credibility. Remember when he was teasing the Jeffrey Epstein footage, but then completely left out the fact there was missing footage in the footage that was released? Oh, Epstein killed himself. You're going to see the footage. It's very, very clear that he killed himself. And then there were several minutes that weren't included in the footage. Was that intentional? Because many people didn't listen to the follow through, and all of a sudden the footage was retrieved. Most people just didn't follow through with it. Didn't hear that side. We just knew that Dan Bongino told us that the footage was very, very clear. It was very obvious that Epstein did in fact kill himself. And then we found out that there was missing pieces of the footage that was clipped out. And so one must wonder, who vetted this and handed it off to the FBI deputy director? And you can't forget that hostage-looking video where it was Dan Bongino and Cash Patel with Maria Bartiromo sitting down, giving them an interview. Again, Fox gets all the interviews because, I mean, Maria Bartiromo, my former boss, great, great journalist. But folks, they continuously get these exclusives. They won't sit down with an independent journalist. Somebody who might push back a bit. Having these discussions is healthy. You should be able to question those in leadership positions. In fact, when these two men were on the other side and were talking to the mic every day for their shows, for the podcast hits that they were doing, they were significantly more aggressive than anything I've ever put out there. So now they're probably not very happy with the rest of us who aren't really having their backs on all of this. And why? Well, because I'm not going to get caught lying to the American people. And I don't think that they're intentionally lying to the American people, but I think there are people behind the scenes that are intentionally trying to sabotage them. That is the only way I can make sense of this. The only way. So what do we have here? Well, now we have the Thomas Crooks back and forth. Who is lying and who's not lying? Well, I could tell you this. I've looked into what we have. I've had great individuals look into what we have. And I am told that they truly also believe that this is all authentic. Tucker Carlson's in the same, and so has Miranda Devine over at the New York Post. So whether or not those in leadership right now have received the same level of information, I don't know. But here's the thing. They have my number. They could reach out if they wanted to. If you wanted to clear the air, if they would have asked me for what we have, I would have given it to them because I know that the individual who gave it to us told us that they tried giving it to them. And so maybe there is someone behind the scenes who is intentionally trying to create this level of sabotage so that these two men look poorly. Like they're not doing their job. Like they're lying to the American people. I don't think that they're intentionally doing just that. It wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense. Dan Bongino was making significantly more money, had a less stressful job, and was the number one podcaster in conservative media. You wouldn't walk away from that just to be a BS artist. So if they would have reached out, they wanted to have a conversation, if they wanted a copy of what we had, I would have happily handed it over to them so they could see for themselves. But they have tunnel vision. Any type of criticism is not welcomed anymore. And I've given my criticism privately prior to all of this. So it's a little disheartening to sit here and watch the FBI refer to my report, Miranda Devine's report, and Tucker Carlson's report as false media reporting. It's intentionally meant to be disrespectful. But you were given an avenue of having this discussion. I welcome these discussions because I'm not playing the gotcha game in the media world. In fact, I would win more points if I were to just go with the narrative. If I were just to be a cheerleader for this administration. How do I know that? Well, there's a certain group of people who are consistently getting exclusives, who are consistently getting things first. Why? Well, when the Epstein stuff was going on, these were the people that didn't offer any type of actual criticism. And then magically, a couple of days later, they all had exclusives that they were pumping out. That's not real journalism. That's not real journalism. And they could say what they want now. Dan Bongino has endorsed my work as a journalist prior to taking on this position, just days before taking on this position. And I still have a lot of respect for the man. He's up against a lot. But I think it's highly disrespectful when you sit there and you try to discredit our work by referring to the three individuals who probably spent a lot of money on vetting this before putting it out there as false media reporting. Well, there's more. This is just the beginning in all of this. And so if they want to just put out these bullet points with no clear explanation, then that's okay. But we've got more details and they're going to come out very shortly. And I understand this is an ongoing investigation. I understand that there's a lot of people involved in all of this who are still under investigation. We'll have more on that too. We know that this goes very, very deep. And it's very unfortunate what's going on right now. And it breaks my heart that we have to sit here and push back against people that we endorse. People that I literally sat there and said, it's cash or nothing on Twitter for like weeks. And how quickly things have changed. How quickly have things have changed? Again, I don't think either of them are bad men. But they're taking information from other people rather than going directly to us. We tried reaching out to you. You gave Tucker Carlson a wise-ass response. You didn't respond to me. I'm sure Miranda reached out as well. And Miranda's highly respected with members of this administration. She gets some of the best sit-down interviews with all the top officials. So why is it that she's coming out and saying that they're giving her a hard time at the FBI? It's okay to sit there and say, listen, it's an ongoing investigation. There's some things we can't talk about, but let's talk about what we can and then outline it for us. And by the way, we wouldn't have even known any of this if Tucker Carlson wasn't the first one to drop the bomb. It's not like they were trying to release this information. They only released this statement when their hands were forced. That's journalism. For all of you people out there who just nod your head and go, oh yeah, here we go. Let's just, whatever they're spoon feeding us, let's just regurgitate that. That's not journalism. You're not doing the people any service. When you sit here and Tucker Carlson, someone who's literally gone out with President Trump while he was campaigning, was there with him. He doesn't care about access. He's okay with losing access. He's going to put out reports that may question those in powerful, powerful positions. That's why, folks, you haven't seen me in the White House press pool. I'm not a loyalist to just one cause, one narrative. I'm going to dig and find out what the truth is on these issues. And I never go after people's personal lives. We always talk about what the actual business political side of all of this is. We're not conducting nasty, unethical journalism, right? Like this is not like a gossip website where I just kind of go after these people all day. It's just absolutely absurd. So what an absolute disgrace the FBI is for putting that statement out and trying to discredit us. An absolute disgrace. Miranda Devine, heavily credible. The cojones on that woman for putting out the Hunter Biden laptop story when I know, according to my sources, the New York Post didn't even want to release that. And Miranda Devine really being the only one to actually go out there and do it. Push for that. She's been one of the very few people that really don't care about the level of access. She's still going to put the truth out there, go through the facts. In fact, I know it took her days when she vetted all of that for her story, The Post. And that's good. That's journalism. So all the scumbags that are angry and upset about what we've done thus far, I don't know what to tell you. The document we received, I still haven't put out everything. I held back certain things because we're still vetting, obviously. And it's going to be a process. But there's way more coming out soon. Way more. It'd be great if they were to sit down with all of us and have a conversation. It wouldn't even have to be one that was publicly broadcast. If you want to sit down and go through what we have and compare it to what you have, that's great. That's great. But they don't want to do that. It's really not what anyone voted for, and it's an absolute disgrace, I think, that this is going on in the first place. Folks, we're going to be talking about a lot more in just a moment. I've got a lot more to dive into in regards to Doge. I know there's a lot of questionable things going on there. I know there's a report or specifically saying that the actual Doge efforts are completely gone. They've been shut down, no longer active. A lot of people saying that it's been shifted over to each department has its own little Doge entity at this point. I've got a lot to sound off on that front. I know it's very controversial. We're also going to be playing a clip from Congressman Tim Burchett as well, because Tim, a great congressman from the state of Tennessee, is sounding off. He was somebody who was on the committee itself, very discouraged that there wasn't enough done to keep things going. He's sounding off and speaking the truth about this. So I'll play just that. Also, there's scams in Dearborn, Michigan that are being outed, and it's been going on for years. It's been going on for years, but everyone's really afraid to touch the issue itself because of obviously the certain demographic that it includes. I'll detail that for you. Plus, how the Dearborn, Michigan mayor is looking to incentivize those who want to have kids to have more children. Obviously, that's speaking to the Muslim population there, and he's willing to pay moms $4,500 to do just that. Plus, the State Department put out an incredible thread, one that I have to say I've never thought was actually going to come. It's in regards to mass migration, how it's destroying the West. We've got new times on our hands, apparently. I had to read it twice and make sure that it was coming from an official government account. When I saw this tweet thread pop up, it was a good one. We'll play that for you. Also, 60 Minutes did a good job at highlighting the victims of the Ukrainian-Russian war. And although it was very one-sided and only focused on the Ukrainian angle, I think it's important as we continue to cover the massive casualties that have happened due to this war. I think it's really important that we hear from both sides. But they only focus on the Ukrainian side, but I also want to play the victims and all of this, those who have lost loved ones. You know, we had Sonia Labasco on just on Friday, and she was just in Ukraine and detailed it for us. 1.7 million is what Russia is saying in regards to Ukrainian deaths. How devastating. Folks, in the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. We have our Black Friday sale. It's up early right now. It's buy one, get one free and all supplements for the next few hours. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you buy before this sale ends. It's also 25% off apparel as well. Don't miss out. This sale will end very, very shortly. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. More on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Right now on thealexjonesstore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible ultramethylene blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the colostrum plus, the bovine colostrum plus, the Irish sea moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the ultramethylene blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on methylene blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in methylene blue. When it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like it's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.